Welcome to the Authors to Influencer podcast, in-depth discussions with business influencers to explore new ways for promoting their book, their business, and themselves while growing their authority within their industry. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandstetter.
Andrea, welcome back. I'm excited to have you on Author to Influencer podcast. And before we kind of dive into your journey becoming an author and using that book, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
I am. Thank you again for having me. I love talking about especially this fun book journey that you've helped me have. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Fizz Enterprises. We do business as Find Your Fizz. And I'm a former corporate executive. My experience is really about all things people. And that's why one of the reasons why I chose the chapter subject that I did. I didn't grow up in the HR world. I came from the business side, marketing, advertising, sales, operations, product management, consulting. And I am now on my third startup. So never thought when I took an early retirement package almost maybe 5 years ago that I would move into entrepreneurship and have three companies. So it's been fun. A lot of learning.
Oh, I bet it's been fun. The entrepreneur journey is so interesting. It is a roller coaster. Sometimes you do go upside down. I do know that. I think there's also a roller coaster when you write a book. Being a three company startup, I'm sure you're so busy. What motivated you to say yes to being an author and joining the People Fusion book?
Well, it is has always been a goal of mine. I'm a huge reader since I was in kindergarten. I love reading. I still read so much. My kids, all four of my daughters, we would go to the library once a week during the summertime. I will tell you, we had to pay for a couple of books that somehow got lost because we'd get like 20 at a time, right? Always read to them, and they're all still to this day really big readers. So that kind of that tie was there. And it's something that I've just wanted to do, and I didn't feel like I had the confidence in my writing ability to do it, but needed to. And then when I came across your program, it just seemed, and I had talked with a couple, and I don't even know how I got connected with them. It's just kind of it just falls in your lap, right? About doing a couple of other companies about doing a single book, and then what was entailed with that and the cost and that kind of thing. And I wasn't ready to do that. I love the opportunity to do the multi-author book. And then when I saw that everything that your company provides from a training perspective and all the support, the marketing, everything else, the communication, it was just like, okay, I got to do this.
Thank you for saying that. That's literally the reason why we do the collective books.
Yep.
And why we want to help, people either, kind of dip their toe in the pool of right. Becoming an author. But we always say, once you dip your toe in, you become an author. So that's the nice thing too, is it's not like you're trying behind the scenes. You become an author, then you can make that decision. Do I want to do another collective book, or do I want to do my own solo book, or how do I want to take this book and really use it for my business? So tell me a little bit about your author journey. Love to know kind of what you felt, really helped you. And then also would love to know if there's anything you wish you would have already knew before that now.
I'd like to say, naturally, I would say I wish I knew that I could do it. But I also know that I don't know that I was even ready. And the opportunity wasn't there. All of this just came about, and you listen to the universe and you'd make a decision, right? But I knew that I didn't have confidence in my writing ability. So about 6 months ago, I reread Julia Cameron's book, Artist's Way. And I read it the first time 25 years ago. at that point, I couldn't, I had kids at home, you know, full-time career. There's no way I could have done everything that she recommends. But it was just, again, the timing was right. And her, one of her main things that she recommends is to do morning pages every day. Write 3 pages in a journal every single day. And that's what did, I highly, 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 highly recommend it. That's, you know, when I'm talking to my husband about, oh, can I do this book writing thing? Well, because Andrea, you write 3 pages a day. You've been doing it for, you know, 85 days. Because I tell him, I'm on day 92. So that, that was a really good exercise for me. And I still do it now. I did it this morning at 5:30. And so that helped me get into the groove and give me the confidence along with everything that you guys provide to say, yeah, I'm going to do this.
It's amazing if you write at the same time each day, how your body adjusts. So have you seen from day 1 to day 92 that you're able to write more in a shorter amount of time? Or have you seen anything like that where you feel like your body's getting used to writing?
Yes, definitely. And I know that's something that is recommended in the training that you guys provide. Yes, but I mostly notice when I'm off. So if I can't, for very good reasons, and now I'm on day, I don't know, 160 or something, but if I can't get to the morning pages and I do, I've done them at like midnight, not the same, but they're interesting. But yes, your body does get used to it. It's a habit.
I also wonder if it can tell your emotions or how stressed you are, or if you have anxiety. So if you can't get those 3 pages out because you have a block, maybe it can help you then say, okay, there's something definitely I need to work on for before I start my day.
Agree completely. I use it for just to think things out. I use it to plan things out. I use it to, I pull a chakra card every day and I put whatever that chakra card says and how I need to address whatever that card says. I put affirmations in it every day. So yeah, it's my all encompassing, let's figure your day out. And I make little notes to myself. I did this morning before my radio interview and knowing that I was going to do this with you, something about go out and get them today, Andrea. You know, and it just keeps things going. It's just a great way to start my day.
I think you also just gave some really good advice to someone who's thinking, how can I do 3 pages when you just talked about you can put your to-do in it. You can put your affirmations. You can get inspired by, like you said, your chakra card or even a quote. And write about that. So you don't have to just sit there with a blank piece of paper and try to like put all your feelings on the page. You can literally write anything that's going on for you that day.
Exactly. Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
All right. So you talked about you've been on a radio show already. I know you talked about you're going to be on a local PBS talk show coming up. You've done a couple podcasts, so I'd love hearing that you're getting out there. What are some goals for you now that you have author on your tagline?
Well, I'm going to continue to look for other. Now, all of these opportunities just came to me. I didn't have to go seek them out. And a lot of it, again, I'm going to give you guys more kudos, is because you provide not only the marketing materials, but the direction on how to market your book. They came to me through social media because I was telling everybody I'm doing this. And people were like, yes, this is something that we need to get out. This will, like the Consider This Show on PBS, I'm helping women, companies know why they should be hiring more women and why and how to attract and promote and retain them. But now I'm going to expand and probably be more proactive. I just haven't had time. It was last Friday, right? actually, I have a pre-planning session for a podcast that I was asked to be on a couple months ago today. So we'll talk about that. So that one's coming to me, but I want to get more proactive in getting more speaking opportunities. And as you know, I am going to create a digital course with this material to be able to get it out to more audiences and to help more people.
I think a lot of people, when they think about like a strategy to market a book, they think it's so extremely hard, but you just talked about like just sharing information about the book, but then also having a solid problem that you're solving that is needed to be solved. So I think it's having the marketing collateral, but it's also having a really strong chapter that people resonate with and they want to talk to you about it. They want to know more. I think, you know, that to me is like a slam dunk if you have to, or a touchdown if we want to go the who day stay, who day way. But, you know, like it is, if you really create a good solid chapter, you're solving a problem for your audience within that chapter, you market it, and you are connected to people you want to be connected with, that is going to help share the message and the word out there to people who will want to talk to you.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, and one of the reasons why I did it was to get that visibility to help grow my business so that I can help more women.
Awesome. I have to end there because that was the perfect ending. So, Andrea, how can our audience connect with you if they have any follow-up questions or just want to chat?
Sure. So then go to findyourfizz.com. My LinkedIn profile is Andrea Bjorkman, Find Your Fizz, or just plain old email, Andrea@findyourfizz.com.
Wonderful. We'll add those to the episode notes. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Author to Influencer.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Author to Influencer podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, if you're searching for a better way to take that next step with your speaking gigs and company brand, please visit author2influencer.com for more information. That's the word author, then the number 2, influencer.com. Until next time.